Welcome to Turn the Page, the official podcast of the Syosset Public Library.
Hi, this is Jessica with Syosset Libraries Turn the Page podcast, and today I am joined by my colleague,
Evelyn, Syosset Library Reader Services Librarian,
and our special guest author today.
Hi, this is Maya Jamdar. I wrote a book called A Burning.
And it is still burning in my mind.
Mine too.
I could not put it down. That was a book that I pretty much read in one sitting. Just for the listeners, would you like to just talk about what the book's about? And then we could go on from there.
Thank you so much, Jessica and Evelyn. A Burning is my first book. Three characters who are chasing big dreams while the society around them makes this dangerous turn toward right-wing nationalism. And if you like, I can tell you very quickly about the three main characters.
Please do.
So the central character is a young woman who wants to rise to the middle class. She wants to keep her job at a mall, enjoy her new smartphone, but she gets in big trouble because of a politically risky comment on Facebook. The second character is a school teacher who feels that he's not really having the kind of vigorous impact on the nation that he might have hoped, and he becomes drawn into the workings of this right-wing political party. And the third character is a person who goes from the very margins of society. She chases this wild dream of becoming a movie star, and she goes to these weekly acting classes to pursue this dream.
And each one of their lives touches upon each other, and they all affect what happens to Javon, the main character. The gym teacher, who's known in the book as PT Sir.
That's right. And he's called PT Sir because that's what we used to call our gym teachers in India, you know, the physical training teacher.
Oh, good. Okay.
I looked that up too, because I was like, this is definitely his title, not his name, which is not actually mentioned in the book, mm-hmm. I believe.
That's right.
I kind of appreciated that because, man, that guy was terrible. I mean, he should not have been working with children or anybody. He was just he was so selfish. He was Javon's gym teacher. Now, Javon, she grew up in a slum. Mm-hmm. And her family had all sorts of hardships. She was Muslim, she was poor, and she went to PT Sir's school for a short amount of time where she excelled in, was it basketball?
I think it was just sports in general, and PT Sir was very excited to have such an athletic student because most of his students were trying to get out of gym class and find ways to spend that class hanging out with their friends instead.
She got to go to that school on a scholarship, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. But so he almost saw her in that time period as a meal ticket, you know, like he was going to be her mentor is the impression I was getting, because he was going to be this person who helped her, I don't know, achieve her dream in sports, which was really his dream of some sort of notoriety.
Right. I mean, the relationship between the two of them, I think you are reading it so perceptively, because part of it is that he found in this student some promise. He felt that because she was somebody who had promise in the field of athletics, he could gain some success through her success. And he kind of took a liking to her. He noticed that she often had not enough to eat at lunch and shared food with her and that kind of thing. And part of why, as the book goes on, you see how their relationship really sours and they find themselves, you know, in a more confrontational position. He begins turning against her from this place of feeling almost rejected, from this place of jiltedness, and resent that this student that he was fond of never really expressed gratitude to him and never really was thankful for the ways in which he was supporting her. And from that place begins, you know, his journey, which of course, I will not give away.
No, don't, because I really think people really need to read it and just see how it all unfolds. Because, you know, I read the description on the book, the book jacket, and I wasn't really sure how he was going to start affecting what happened to Javon. And I just kept turning the pages, shaking my head, just not believing the directions that it took.
Thank you so much. Thank you for reading with so much generosity and attention.
I mean, again, it was incredible. So then we have the third main character is Lovely. And Lovely is it Hajira?
Lovely is a Hijra, which is a particular social category in India at the intersection of gender and class and religion. And she is a person who is thought to have this close connection to the divine. So she is invited to weddings to bless newlyweds and homes to bless newborns. And at the same time, she is reviled, you know, she is looked down upon. So from this strange place at the margins of society, she decides that she is not going to accept this burden of shame that this society wants to put on her. She's going to make her own way and chase her own dream, which is to be a movie star.
Right. Well, I had to look that up. That is not something that most people, I think, here know about. That's obviously, you grew up in India.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something, I guess, that is well known by everybody there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I really feel that that's something that most people are going to have to look up. Because
I think it was, I was very enthusiastic to look it up. That's one of my favorite things when I'm reading a book is to
learn something new
and take me down a path of research where you discover something that you wouldn't have known.
Right. I knew nothing about it.
Yeah.
She was a wonderful character. I know Evelyn and I had spoken at length about Lovely, and again, I don't want to give it away. It was clear that Lovely was certainly a very talented actress, because it felt like every time she began, you know, introducing herself as "I'm going to be an actress," the immediate thought of the people around her was to dismiss her. But then when they saw almost like she had this glow about her, they knew that she had talent.
Yes, that's right. I really wanted to write this arc of a person who cares so deeply about acting. You know, whenever she's on a train or on the street, she's watching people around her. She disdains book learning. So that was an interesting character for me to write. She feels that she can learn more from watching people's body language and gestures and emotional responses. And she's kind of accumulating all of these details just to store them away for when she needs to draw on them to portray a character. So her learning is all about observation and deep attention to the world around her.
Were these characters based on anybody you know?
I made them up. They're not based on anybody.
Wow. That's wonderful. But your background, you did live in India, and you came here to go to college at Harvard. Is that correct?
That's right. I grew up in India, finished high school there. And then, you know, I wanted to have an education that was a little more rigorous than what I was getting in India, you know. At the time, the education system that I went through was very much about just absorbing what's in a book and replicating it in your exams. And I felt that in college, I wanted an experience where I would learn to question books and disagree with them and learn how to form my own opinion. That was very important to me. So that's kind of why I started looking at schools outside of India. And I also knew that I would need a scholarship to be able to afford such schools. So I applied to this wild list of, you know, very aspirational schools in the US.
Wonderful. Did you always want to be a writer, though? Was that something that you've been doing your whole life?
You know, I've been writing in the way that I think many of us do in school. I would participate in essay competitions and that kind of thing. But I really feel that I was a bit of a tinkerer before I wrote this book. I would write short stories, but I think coming to the idea for this book and feeling like I had to write it made me cultivate a serious discipline and write every day and do that with a seriousness that I did not have. So in many ways, I feel like writing made me become a writer.
So I have to just talk a little bit about Javon's family story, because it was absolutely heartbreaking. You know, what she and her family went through, and, you know, the discrimination, you know, the just the lack of resources. And it was, now, her case, was it based on something that had happened, or just kind of like an amalgam of things coming together?
I think her story came out of just an accumulation of reading so many such reports in the news, and I was just kind of drawing on all different elements.
Will this book be published in India?
It has been published in India, yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I go back every year, actually. My parents still live there.
Okay.
So I try to go home every year, although I don't know if it'll be possible this year because of the pandemic. But
sure.
This is the weirdest time. It really is.
So how has promoting a book during this time been for you?
You know, it's been such a surreal time to launch a book. On the one hand, I worked so hard on this book and I'm really proud of it. But on the other hand, you know, I completely recognize that people are dealing with family members who are sick and dealing with, you know, cut salaries and lost jobs. And there are just huge questions at stake right now. So in many ways, it's a moment that is much, much bigger than anything to do with my book. So I hope that, you know, thanks to libraries like yours, I hope my book will have a life where people are able to read it when they feel that they have, you know, the time to pick up a book of fiction. Yeah.
Once again, I could not put this book down, and it is available both on a physical copy. We've opened our doors for browsing, although it has a million holds on it.
Yeah, and we have it on Overdrive.
And it has a million holds on it there as well.
Oh, but my God. So I was just very excited to hear about the holds. You know, it is so special to speak with you librarians, because in many ways, I set off on this path of reading and writing due to my early experiences with books. And many of them were, my parents would take me to these little informal libraries in my hometown, which were really part store and part library. Like, you could either buy the book or you could borrow the book. And they were really just a patch of sidewalk with stacks of books. And I would look at all of the books and look at these used books, and there would be Nancy Drew and Hardy Boys and Babysitter's Club. those early experiences, you know, that freedom of looking at a stack and picking a book you love, that freedom, I think, is part of what set me on this path.
English is your first language, or?
No, English is not my first language. My first language is Bengali.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I actually really struggled to learn English when I was a kid.
It's not easy. It's not easy. That's...
Well, you've done a great job.
Yeah, no, it's not easy. You know, I mean, it's my first language, but I have many friends who it was not. And from what I understand, I mean, there's so many small little things here and there. So,
But you know, a big part of learning English for me was realizing that English could be a language that fit into the textures and places that I knew. You know, it was a language that could be part of my life in the way that it was part of, you know, the lives of, I don't know if Americans read these books, but we used to read these Enid Blyton books. She's, I think, a British author of children's books. And we used to read about these kids who go to the beach and eat scones. And I just used to marvel at that world. And I realized that, well, English can belong to that world and English can belong to my world as well.
That actually sounds lovely. I'd love to be going to a beach and eating a scone right now. So do you have anything? And I know this book was chosen as a Read with Jenna pick.
That's right. Yes. That was so exciting.
That must have been unbelievable to get that phone call, huh?
Oh my God! What
debut novel?
So, what are you? Do you have anything on the horizon coming up?
I'm working very slowly on a second novel, which is very, very different. I think something that was really helpful to me while writing A Burning was that I kept it pretty quiet and private until it really had legs. And so I think that's kind of what I'm going to do for this book as well. Just make sure it has space to grow and take its shape before I really describe it.
Well, take as much time as you need, because this book was absolutely incredible. And
You're a brilliant writer.
And, you know, if time and space is what you need to write a book as brilliant as this, then I will await the announcement of your next one. And I know Evelyn will as well.
Yeah. And the cover art was great also. Did you have any control over picking who was going to be reading the audiobook?
The audiobook, there were some incredible people who worked on it, who, you know, cast the actors who read the audiobook. It's a whole cast of people who read it. And I got to hear their samples, and they are just fabulous. I'm so glad. And the cover that you mentioned, that's marked by Tyler Comrie, who is brilliant and very gifted. I'm very glad to have this gorgeous cover.
Yeah, I mean, it was just beautiful. It was like almost like that, like cut up art that you see, and it was so layered, just like the book is so layered.
Thank you.
The title, did you have that as the title the whole time? Was that your working title, or?
That's a good question. I think for a while I had the book called A Train Burns in Bengal, but then I wanted something shorter and stronger, and eventually we kind of homed in on the keyword there, which is burn, and became A Burning. I think I had really good conversations with my agent about the title, and he really helped me settle on it.
Yeah,
it works well, because it's almost, you know, the book, it begins with a spark, and you know, you just like, you watch it
until, escalate
yeah. Once again, this was a wonderful interview. We hope that when your next book comes out, you would consider interviewing with us again.
I would love that so much. So thank you for reading with such kindness and for these thoughtful questions and chatting with me today. It's such a pleasure.
And thank you for taking the time to do this.
You have a full-time job also. You're not just home writing, correct?
I do.
What do you do aside from writing?
I am an editor, so I acquire books and help publish them.
So really quick question then. How is it when you're writing a book and handing it off to an editor as opposed to being on the opposite side of that, do you find that kind of a difficult balance?
It has actually been really nourishing to be an editor and write. I think because, you know, you get to be so close to your author's work, see how they are thinking about sentences and paragraphs and chapters, openings and closings, scenes, and you get to learn from the ways in which they are thinking about these. So it's kind of like working very closely with people whose work you admire so much. And that's really energizing.
That's a really good way of putting it. I feel like if it was me, I don't know if I'd actually be able to get out a book because I would just be so super critical of myself that I would just like end up with unfinished books in the corner of a closet that nobody's allowed to look at.
I mean, the temptation to keep working on a book, you know, is ever present. And even now when I pick up the book to do a reading or do something, I find myself editing sentences and cutting words. And so you can really keep editing forever. You're right about that.
Well, thank you again. This has been an absolute delight. And I know I've said this a million times throughout this podcast, but listeners, please read A Burning. I know it might take you a while to get your hands on it if you're going to a library, but bookstores have it as well. If you absolutely cannot wait, but it's one of those books that I know is an instant staff pick for myself.
Oh my God.
Will be with me too. Absolutely.
So read A Burning. It is wonderful. Thank you, Mega, for being with us. So once again, this was...
Thank you, Evelyn.
Thank you. This was Jessica.
Evelyn.
Megha Majumdar.
And we are going to close this chapter of Turn the Page.
Welcome to Turn the Page, the official podcast of the Syosset Public Library.